Zayin, Tzadik Zayin, Omer Aleph, to the Mishnah. Amona bein min ha'erusin, bein min ha'nisuin, mocheresh lo bevezdin. And Amona, when she's either collecting her ksuba or mezonos, can sell land to generate the money from the estate, and she doesn't have to have a bezdin to sell it. Reb Shimon Omer min ha'nisuin mocheres, min ha'nisuin she can sell shelo bevezdin, min ha'erusin lo timgra lo bevezdin. Nei she'ein lamazonos, b'chol she'ein lamazonos, lo simkar el bevezdin. Then Erisin, she just doesn't get any mazonos if her husband died when she was in Harusa. So there's no mazonos, but she does have a ksuba, and therefore she can only sell bevezdin. Rashi, the Gemara will explain the machlokas, what's behind it. Rashi, bein min ha'erisin, she'ein lamazonos, mucheres l'ksuba. Doesn't make it if she's selling the land to collect her ksuba, or she's selling the land to collect mezonos. Beimin anesuim, she mocheres mezonos, mocheres lo bebeizdin. That's what the Tanakhama holds. And the Pshimin says, no. Min anesuim, she him mocheres mezonos, where she was an almona min anesuim, so she gets mezonos from the estate, she can sell without a bezdin, right? Because we can't make her come to bezdin every time she needs to eat. So we let her sow at Shalom Basin. Mocher Shalom Basin. She efshalalios or sheves mesana. She's takik la basin. She needs the money up front because she has to eat. So we can't make her go to a basin to sell the land.
She's getting every 6 months.
Why? Yeah, but even so, if she's getting every month, really, she's selling for 6 months. But if we make her have to go to basin, it may delay it. And she'll end up not getting her money for that month until who knows when. So we don't make her go to bother to go to Beis Din. She can sell her land on her own. But by Erisin, where she's only selling land to get her ksuba, there is no mazonos. So there she can wait. So she'll wait till Beis Din gets together. Lo simkar ela beis din. Mars says, Bishlam v'nesuin mishu mazoni. And when she sells karka, when her husband died, when she was in a sewer, she'll be selling for the sake of mazonos. Ela min ha'erusin my timer, but by erusin, why, according to the Tanakhama, can she sell for the ksuba even without a bezdin? It's no big rush, so let her wait till the bezdin convenes and sells the land for her. Amar umla mishum chinah. Ula says the reason is chinah. That if women don't get treated properly, they may not want to get married. And in order that women should get married, they should be happy with their husbands, so they made halachas that make it easy for them. And one of the halachas is that she can sell to get her ksuba, that the Tanakhama holds, without a bezdin. Rabbi Yochanan Amar lefi she'ein lanam rotzeh she'tizbaza ishto bebezdin. And Rabbi Yochanan said no, because the husband would be happy that his wife should be able to sell from his estate without a Beis Din. He doesn't want his wife to have to go to Beis Din. It's a design for her to have to show up in Beis Din. So he wants to preserve her dignity, and he's happy that she'll be able to sell from the estate without a Beis Din. Might be now. What's the difference between the two reasons? It could be now Grusha, if when he died, she was a Grusha. So Laman de Omer Mishum Chinah Grusha Nami Boya Chain. She has to get married again. So we want to make a takana that women will be happy to get married. So that even applies to a Grusha. Laman de Omer Fishain Adam Rotsha Shitis Basra Yishtova Vezin Grusha Loich Mesle. If she was divorced when he died, right? So and she's selling now to get her ksuba, right? So who cares? He doesn't really care if she's Ms. Baza of Beis Din or not. She's not his wife anymore. When she wasn't his wife before. So then, okay. Tanan, Ugrusha, lo timkar el Beis Din. It says, the Mishnah says, an Ugrusha can only sell in Beis Din. So that's good according to Rabbi Yochanan. But according to Ula, the Chorish, he needs chen. Right? We should make a takana for the grusha too, because eventually she'll get remarried. We want her to get married, so men will have who to marry. Harmoni Reb Shimon he. No, that goes like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon who says anyway she can't sell for her ksuba except for what's it called, the Beis Din. So Grusha can only sell the Beis Din because she doesn't have a mizono. She only gets, she's like an Arusa. She only is selling for her ksuba. Okay. Let's see Rashi till here. Elamin ha'erus in my time. Lo atrechu rabbanan lovel the Beis Din. Why didn't the rabbanan make her come to Beis Din to murder to sell the land? Like anybody else, right, who puts out a star that somebody owes him money, he wants to collect from the Shubadim, he has to do it in Beis Din. Mishum chino shubaleihen lechein beineihem, that the women should like men. The lo yimnu hanoshim, shouldn't be a reason why women don't want to get married. Grusha nami boyechein, takanta de mishum chino, shari takonis chachomim hi, the lo me ahavas ha'ish hilkach mali ahuva mali snua. The main thing is a takana that women that men should have women to marry. So it has nothing to do with the guy liked or didn't like her. But if the reason is because he doesn't want his wife to be misbazim abezed, right? That doesn't apply to a grusha. Reb Shimon he deles lechein. He doesn't hold of the reason of chein, and therefore he holds that an arusa who's selling for ksuba alone has to do with abezed. See, Bechlau doesn't hold of this reason. So Shimon argues he doesn't hold this reason, but in the Chachamim who say that even an Arusa who's only selling for the Ksuba also doesn't have to do with the Beis Din, there's a man the Amr holds and it's because of Chaim. What? No, it's not a question of Mizonos or whatever, it's a question that she feels that husbands mistreat their wives. I don't want to get married. It's not because of mizonos or not mizonos. It's that if women have an easy time and they see that men respect them, they want to get married. That's the idea. Okay. The Gemara says, "I Rabbi Shimon, hatana le'resha min ha'eris and lo timko." We already know that the same reason would apply to a grusha as it applies to an arusa. She's only selling for the ksuba. So even an almanah in her erison can't sell without Beis Din. Surely, what's it called? A grusha? So what do I need to be told of a grusha? No, the Gemara says, no, it's still a chiddush according to Reb Shimon. Mal de seima. Almanah in her erison who de lo nafish cheina dida. Of a grusha the nafish chein dida. Emeti boy chein. Right? That the chiddush is like this. That even according to Reb Shimon, I would think that only an almanah in her erison, right, the lo nafish chein dida Rashi, shlo haisel achibas bia, the lo yera be'enei hanoshim im hutrechazu. People will say, well, you know why her husband really didn't treat her properly? You know, she doesn't get the respect she deserves because they never lived together. But if we'll get married and we'll live together with our husbands, then we'll be treated respect. But a grusha, they did live together and still doesn't treat her properly. So women will say, you see, women don't get the proper respect. It's not kedai to get married. Zemara says of a grusha the nafish chein dida, she also needs that the woman's not going to say, well, they never lived together, that's why he didn't treat her, you know, royally. They did live together. So Zemara says, so I might think emati boy chein, and therefore she should be able to sell without Beis Din. Kamash v'lo, no, even a grusha not. People understand she's a grusha, that's why the husband doesn't care, whatever. Zemara says hanami tanina kol she'ein la mizonos, right, whoever doesn't have mizonos lasuye mai. Right. Whoever doesn't have mizonos can sell only the Beis Din. So who's that coming to include? We already said an arusa of min hanesuin, she doesn't have mizonos. Who else doesn't have mizonos? A grusha min hanesuin. Lasuye mai, lav lasuye grusha. Where it says lo lasuye migureshes ve'enem migureshes. It's not talking about a grusha. It's talking about a woman who's in a state of limbo, where she's not sure if she's divorced or not divorced. And her husband still has to give her mizonos, right? But if she sells, she can only sell the Beis Din. Right? Reb Zeira. Dom Reb Zeira, komokum shi omru megureshes ve'ena megureshes, baal chayev mizonos sell. The husband's chayev to give her mizonos. But she doesn't get mizonos from the Yerusha. And then she can only sell for her ksuba, she has to sell the Beis Din. Toshma, kishem shemocheresh lo beis din, tach yorsheha yorshe ksubasa mochrim shlo beis din. Just like she can sell Shalom Beis Din, those who yarshin her ksuba from her can also sell Shalom Beis Din. So Maris Mishloman the Omer Lefisha Ein Adam Rotsa Shetisbaze Ishto Bebezdin Ki Eichi De Ihi Lo Nicholei Tisbaze Yosher Nami Lo Nicholei Tisbaze. Just like he doesn't want his wife to be Nisbaze Bebezdin, he doesn't want her Yorshim to be Nisbaze. He cares that she shouldn't have to go through the shame of having to go to Beis Din. So he cares about her Yorshim too. But if the idea is that women should want to get married, what's the Yorshim have to do with women getting married? Yorshel my chenika. When it says Tirgim Ula Kagon she Yorash Labito Achosa, where a woman Yarshind, her daughter Yarshind, or her sister Yarshind. There was no male Yorshim. So then we want these women also to say, hey, we're being treated royally, so we want to get married too. If they're not, then they will say, it's not kedai to get married. Rashi. I might think that what's it called, by a grusha, where she was actually married, there we should be afraid of chen, kamashmalan, no, that people understand that since she was a grusha, that's why she's not treated royally. We learned that already. The Seif of the Mil Seif of Reb Shimon, and the Seif of the Mishnah, it says also that Reb Shimon says that anybody who doesn't get mezonos has to sell bevesdin. Who does that include? Obviously a grusha. Lav lasui a grusha min anisuin diimin ha'erus in ha'ashmin an alman of a koshkin grusha. Because it's talking about a woman who doesn't get mezonos because she's only an arusa. We already know that even almana min ha'erusin doesn't get mezonos. Koshkin a grusha min ha'erusin. Migureshes veinu migureshes u'min ha'erusin. And it's talking where there's no mezonos. Velo la'ashmain and velo timkar l'ksuba el v'beizdin. And it's not coming to tell me that she can only sell for her ksuba in the v'beizdin. That we know from an almana already. It's coming to tell me ala agav urchi ashmeinen the migureshes vein migureshes kigon zorik lagito sofik karav lo reshus harabim. What's the case of sofik migureshes? He threw the get, and if it was within, we're closer to her, she's migureshes. Closer to him, she's not. Right, it's within her dalet amos and closer to her. They're both standing in reshus harabim. So she's kona the get if it's closer to her. She's not kona the get if it's closer to him. And so sofik, who was closer to? So we're not sure. And then the get got burnt up or something, and we didn't have a chance to measure. They both walked away, and we're not sure if she's megureshes or not. Right? Ein lo mezonos min hayisom min mimeis. So she still gets mezonos from the husband because the maisa, she's still his wife. She can't get married. But once he dies, she doesn't get mezonos from the Yerusha. Because Motz Mecherev arrives. As long as he's alive, he has to feed her. So the Mishnah comes to tell me that's only when he's alive. Because of him, she can't get married. But if he dies, then she doesn't get mezonos from the estate. Why did Dilma Gerish and Havi? They ain't lo mezonos. To Misfeik, lo mafkir v'monos. So Motz Mecherev arrives. Maybe, and she now should get married anyway because she's dead. So therefore, the Yisomin don't have to pay her mezonos. Yorsheh, Yorshek Subasa Garcina, Velo Garcina, the Yorshek Subasa. Those who were Yorish or Ksuba, also what's it called, can sell Shelo Bevesdin. My chain, because what chain is there by male heirs? Hareha Nitrochim Bevesdin Anoshim Hein. So where it says, no, it's talking where the heirs are women. Same thing. If they see that women aren't treated royally, they may not want to get married. So for the sake of men, and that women should want to get married, they don't have a chiyuv apruvu, so they can choose not to get married. Mishnah. Machra ksubasa o miktsasa. She sold her entire ksuba to somebody, or a part of it. Mishkina ksubasa, she gave her ksuba up as a mashkin for a loan that she took, omik, or part of it. Nosna ksubasa la'acher, omik tzasa, or she didn't sell it, she gave it as a present to somebody, right? Or even part of it. Lo simkara sashar beis, then she can only sell the rest of it bebeisdin to collect the rest of it, right? Originally she doesn't have to sell bebeisdin to get her ksuba according to the Tanakhama, but if she sold part of it, then the remainder she has to sell only the Beis Din. The Chachamim Omrim, Mocheres hi afilu arba v'chamisha pamim. U mocheres l'mezonos l'mevesdin, de koseves l'mezonos mocharti, u gru shalotim korela v'vesdin. This is the safe of the mission we quoted before. And the Chachamim hold no, she can even sell her ksuba piecemeal, and she can even sell the remainder shalom bebezdin, and a woman can sell for mezonos and bezdin, and she has to specify that she sold it for mezonos. And we said before it's an eitzah tova, right? Because otherwise, if they later on they say, well, you sold it for the ksuba, she won't be able to collect mezonos from the shubavim. But if she says she sold it from mezonos, later on she'll be able to collect her ksuba from mishubadim. And a grusha can only sell the bezdin. Grusha can't sell shalom bezdin. Either because he doesn't care if she's nisbaza, or because there's what's it called, this goes according to Reb Shimon, the Gemara says, and he does not choshish for chayin. But if this last part doesn't go according to the Rabbanon, if you hold the reasons because of chayin. Because a grush also needs chayin. Okay. Masnisin mani Reb Shimon. Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon. Detanya. Machra ksubasa. Mishkina ksubasa. Asa ksubasa potiki la'acher ein lamazonos. Right? Reb Shimon holds that for selling for a ksuba, you have to do in what's it called in Beis Din. And if she, what's it called, sold her ksuba, she doesn't get mazonos. Reb Shimon ein lamazonos. Divrei Meir. Reb Shimon Omer Afi Shalom Machra Velo Mishkin HaKsubasa Ela Machatzisasa. She didn't sell the whole ksuba, just only part of it of the mezonos. She loses her mezonos. Okay. So Mora says, one second. Let's see the Mishnah first. Rashi. Lo Timkarel Esashar Reb Shimon Komerla De Omer Ein Mocheres Shalom Bevesin El Mezonos. Reb Shimon holds she can only sell Shalom Bevesin Mezonos. Ksuba she can never sell outside of Beis Din. So here's a case where she doesn't get mezonos. If she sold even part of her ksuba, she loses her mezonos. The zoo mikivan she gavsa miktsasa ain't la mezonos. The hachimoki la bigmara Reb Shimon. The chachamim omri mocheresi l'ksubas afilu l'prakim. She can sell her ksuba even piecemeal. Afal pikein mocheres ben osayim mezonos shlo bebeis and still she gets mezonos, and therefore she can sell mezonos also shlo bebeis. Uksubas bishtara mechira. V'kosevus mishtar mechira mezonos macharti mishum eitzah tova k'domar leila. We said before it's an eitzah tova. This way she'll be able to collect her ksuba from mishubadim. Otherwise, v'altayna you collected your ksuba and mezonos you can't get from mishubadim. Ugru shalos simkor l'ksubas elu v'beisdin l'man diomer time mishum eino rotsa shetizbaza holo ich beslei v'divrei akoli. Even the chachamim would hold this. But the reason, the one who says the reason is because of chayin. It should apply to a grusha, but it goes according to Reb Shimon, who says that since a grusha doesn't get mezonos and she's only selling for a ksuba, you never be able to sell for the ksuba shalom v'vesit. L'man doki tal mishum mi'china ha'Reb Shimon hi. Okay. Masnisen mani, tanakama de masnisen, right? Machra ksubasa kula ein la mezonos. Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir says only if she sells the entire ksuba does she lose her mezonos. But ava machra miksasa yesh la mezonos. So Mara says, what's the machlokas Reb Shimon Reb Meir? The Meimra, the Reb Shimon Sover, the Lo Amrina Nixus Kesef Kechol Kesef, that Reb Shimon is the one who holds that Nixus Kesef is considered like all the Kesef, and therefore what's it called, if she has even part of the Ksuba left, it's like she has the whole Ksuba left, and therefore she can still get Mezonos. For Rabbanan Savri, Amrina Nixus Kesef Kechol Kesef, a little bit is considered like the whole thing. If she sold a little, it's considered like the whole ksuba is left and she has mezonos. So Mar says, ha'ipcha shaminin lo. Right? We find the opposite. That when it comes to whether nixas is considered like the whole or not, the Rabbanan hold the opposite of what they say over here, and Reb Shimon holds the opposite of what he says over here. Titania. Vehu isha bipsuleha, pratla bogera shekalu bipsuleha, divrei Meir. Right? He says a Kohen Gadol can only marry Isha Bipsuleha. What's Isha Bipsuleha? When that's a Bogera, she called a Bipsuleha. She's not a Ba'ula, but she's not a Bisul anymore because she's a Bogera. The Bisulim dry up. That's what Reb Meir says. Reb Elezer, Reb Shimon, Machshirin, Bibogeris. They say she's still kosher to marry a Kohen Gadol. She's still considered a Bisula. Why? Gemara says no. Hashem bikroy plige. There they're arguing in pasuk. Reb Meir Savar, what's it called? That, so the Gemara wants to say that she has somewhat besulim, but not complete. So Reb Meir would hold that what's it called? She is not able to marry a kohen gadol because miksas besulim is not considered like the whole. And Reb Shimon holds a little bit of besulim is considered, which is the opposite of what they hold over here with the ksuba. The Gemara says no. Over there they darshan for a pasuk. Why? The Tanya, the who isha, no, 1 second, Hashem bikroy plige. Reb Meir sover besula fivu miksas besulim. Reb Meir holds from Svara, we would say that even a portion is considered like the whole. And that's what he holds over here. Right? But it says, Bisuleha, right? Ad the ikakula besulim. The pastor comes to tell me, not like that. I would think even Nixas is okay. So it says, Bisuleha, she needs all of them. That's because it's a special pasuk. Without the pasuk, the Svara would be that a little bit is like the whole. And the and Reb Shimon is just the opposite. Bibisuleha, right, next for base, the kedarka in shlo kedarka lo. That's only if what's it called, if she was nivo kedarka. But shlo kedarka, she's still considered a besula. Rabbi Lezer of Shimon Sarvi, besula shlema mashma. From Svar, I would say besula is only the whole, and part is not considered besula. Now that it said besuleha, it comes to tell me, no, even a portion. Afilu miksas besulim. Bib suleha, shiu kol besuleha kayomim, bein bekedarka, bein shalokedarka. And bib besuleha comes to tell me that even shalokedarka, she's not considered a besula. So that's the machlokas. So misvara, each one would hold the opposite. The pasuk comes to tell me the opposite. But what they hold over here, there's no psukim. So therefore, misvara, Reb Meir would hold that miksas is like the whole, and Reb Shimon holds that the miksas is not like the whole. Okay, Rashi. Lo amrina mixes kesef. No, a machra ksubasa kula ein lamazon. No stiv Reb Meir. Alva machra mixasa yesh lamazon. She only sold a portion of the ksuba. She still has mazonos. Lo amrina mixes kesef. Mor habesula yesh ladayin aleihem hariuki kulo v'itin lamazonos. Even if there's only part of the ksuba is left, it's like the whole. That's what what's it called? The chachamim hold. We don't say that since she has a partial besulim, it's like the whole thing. Just the opposite of what he holds by us. Right? It wouldn't be of this meal. But bisuleha comes to be mamayit. The makom besulin hikpira kosuv. Aval nivala shlokadarka the inarok sheirul kohen gadol. She's not a bogeris, and she's still a nara, and she was nivel shlokadarka. So it's not bimakom besulim, she's still the, what's it called, considered a besula. Besuleh kayomim, le'inyin bi'ila, shelo nivela afilu shelo kedarka. And the chachamol, just the opposite, that she has to be a besula completely, and even if she's nivela shelo kedarka, she's pasul to a kohen.